This podcast of the Swain Event is brought to you by InsureFit RM. For all of your auto, home, life, and business insurance needs, call InsureFit RM at 865-684-4900.
If you want to chop it up with the fellas, call the Be Dry Waterproofing Hotline at 865-200-5503.
Hour 3, powered by Low T Center and LowTCenter.com. Let's go to the B-Dry Waterproofing Hotline, B-Dry.com, and let's get to Travis. Travis, good morning, my friend.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are we doing today?
We're doing great, man. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing fantastic. Hey, I've been watching The Last Chance U probably a little bit too much. It's getting bad for my health, man. I try to watch an episode a night, and it usually turns into about two.
Yep.
I can't get enough of the show, but last night I was watching the episode where Malik Henry's dad came on there and just talking about how his son just has this and that and the other, and you can almost tell where he gets his personality from. It sounds like he's been gassed up, you know, his whole life. I'm not saying he's a bad quarterback, but when his dad came on saying that, man, it kind of made you think back maybe the way he was brought up, maybe coddled a little bit. But, anyways, that's enough on that. Hey, do you have any updates on J.J. Peters?
Man,
we're three days away.
We're cutting it close, ain't we?
Yeah, we are.
I was joking when I said he was going to arrive during period five and just show up, and we're going to play some theme music in the background. But that might just really happen. I mean, he may really just show up during practice on the first day because we are cutting it close. And
hey,
go ahead. I'm sorry.
Another thing I wanted to touch on about Pruitt being the coach, something I've been thinking about for a while now. You know, these last few years when Alabama would go to play another team, they would, you know, the spread would be 20, 30, 40 points even. They would go and beat that team by 20, 30, 40 points. You know, you watch a Butch Jones team, we're squeaking by UMass, you know, beating North Texas by 14 points or whatever it was. Just weren't cleaning up games. You know, I just feel like a Nick Saban team is a lot more prepared. I feel like Jeremy Pruitt's going to bring a lot of that with him as far as when it comes ready to play. You know what I mean there?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I like everything that we're doing so far. We're 0-0. Everyone's working hard. I like the direction that we're going right now. I really do. I was reading a little bit of an article about from RTI. I think it was Nathaniel Rutherford put out about a Tennessee's recruiting a kid there at Georgia, and he's committed to Georgia, but still likes Tennessee. And D.R. Vall said this on a text box about how the player said he likes the coaches, but he questioned the mentality of some of the players. And that stood out to him. And that is something that is not abnormal. I mean, these players have had it beat in their head that they're not good enough, and that, you know, winning 8 games is okay, winning 7 games is okay, just getting to a bowl game is okay. And there's some background noise there. Thanks.
Yeah, I got you. I'm sorry, man. I'm at work. Thanks for taking my call, though.
No problem, man. They've been told, and Charlie, if you can't pull up that article, Nathaniel.
I had it. Hold on 1 second.
And I'm surprised we haven't heard about this before. So,
here,
the recruit. What's the recruit's name?
The recruit is Tresman Marshall.
Okay.
And he said the following. He said, "I need to see if all these guys really want it. Even when they are not winning big, a team can stink and still be hungry. I need to make sure I'm going to play for a team that is hungry, because I'll be hungry to win in college. They have to care about the way they play the game."
I love this kid.
And that was when referring to Tennessee and Florida State.
I love that kid. I love his mentality. Because we're recruiting Crevars Crouch. And Crouch probably feels that way. Everything I hear about Crouch is, yeah, we're in a good spot, but we're going to have to show that we are a contender, that he can see signs of Tennessee competing for a championship why he's here. He needs to see good things from this team during the season. And I'm surprised that this did not come up earlier. For 3-4 years, some of our players on our team have been beat down with, there's nothing wrong with 7 wins. There's nothing wrong with 8. Hey, we're not going to talk about getting to Atlanta, okay? We're not going to talk about it. No, we're not going to talk about it. Guys, you have a 5-star heart. That's all that matters. That's all that matters is a 5-star heart. Sometimes it doesn't matter if you win or lose the game. No, man, it matters here at Tennessee. It matters to big-time programs. It matters all the time. 365 days out of the year. 24-7, 7 days a week. It matters all the time. It matters. And some of our players are still trying to shake that loser mentality. They're still trying to shake that mediocre mentality, that average is good enough. And it's just not. And so I want players to come in and feel the way that this young man feels. I really do. I'm surprised this didn't come up before. I really, really am. T on the text box says Kareem Walker's heading to Fort Scott, not Indy. I thought we said Fort Scott.
Yeah.
I did. Did I say Indy
or something? We had some conversation about JUCOs and relationships with coaches.
May have gotten
and
confused.
Mentioned Indianapolis.
Yeah, I mentioned Indy because Emmitt Gooden came from there.
Or Independence, excuse me.
Yeah, and Joe Osovet, his time as a junior college head coach, maybe that can help with our recruiting in the future with Independence High School, but we definitely mentioned that Kareem Walker was headed to Fort Scott Community College there. So hopefully Tennessee recruits him and gets on him. But really good stuff from Nathaniel getting that pointed out, because that is a very, very, very interesting quote in recruiting. Now you come here on an unofficial visit. Not only is the player seeing how they could get along with potential teammates or a potential position coach or a head coach, but the team is also seeing how they can get along with this recruit. I mean, when Tennessee brought in Torrence Gibson and he was here for like a week, they knew that, okay, this guy doesn't fit in with what we're trying to do here. And so it's kind of like a date, first date. You're seeing if you want to go on a second date. Both sides are. And that's why
I run.
Yeah, that's why I like, I like unofficial visits. I like to show up when no one knows you're coming. Just pop up. Just pop up and see how things are when they don't have to prepare for you. But really good stuff there from Nathan and Rutherford at RTI. Little Vol God 14 says that was the hardest that receiver gonna get hit all year, and it was a good hit. I don't know, man. It might be.
I doubt that.
I don't know. He might get hit harder. I don't know. Who knows? But Golden definitely made a great football play, just in the confines of the NFL practices. You don't want to hit your own guys like that. So I understand why people got on him. Tennessee Levi says, Lakia Henry played for Dodge City, and on Last Chance U there. That's right. Lakia Henry, number one ranked linebacker at JUCO.
He's getting a lot of talk, I guess, being a really great player. Obviously, we'll see if he translates. We were already talking about that with the JUCO guys coming over to the SEC. But
sometimes it works out. Sometimes it just doesn't.
People think very highly of this kid, nonetheless.
Auburn offered him, after he committed to Tennessee. So you're going to get him getting attention, and that is what Pruitt and company are doing. They're seeing kids that other schools have not seen yet. And we don't necessarily know much about them because we don't see a bunch of stars next to their name. We don't see a bunch of articles about them. So it's human nature just to think that the kid's not good, or maybe he's not good enough to play at a place like this. But maybe Tennessee just got in early. You know, maybe Tennessee starting off three steps behind when Pruitt took over, he was still coaching at Alabama, then he had the early signing period. Maybe as soon as that early signing period was over or the National Signing Day was over, they knew they had to get off to a really fast head start and started contacting guys and really evaluating guys that, I mean, everyone, not just looking at stars. And maybe you got guys that other schools didn't know about yet. And maybe LeKid Henry is one of those. We don't know. We won't know until these players get here and they actually perform whether or not to tell if they were good enough to play at Tennessee. We don't know that yet. Same thing with, you know, Roman Harrison. You know, same thing. You could probably say the same thing for Elijah Simmons, who, you know, didn't have a ton of big-time offers, but he fits what Pruitt wants to do in the 3-4 defense. And he came to camp and he proved himself.
Doesn't fit in much else, but he fits in that defense just fine.
No, he barely fit in that picture he tweeted out. Yeah, I mean, that's right. No, he barely fit in there, but he fits in this defense. That's right. That's a good point. 865-255-0303.
Hour 3 of the Swain event is brought to you by the Low T Center and lowtcenter.com. Do you know your numbers? Feel like you again. Let us help.
At some point in your life, you're going to need an attorney. You need a guy like Jared Castile with the law firm of Butler, Vines, and Babb. Jared Castile is East Tennessee born, and he understands what giving his all truly means. To Jared, every case is big and every client is important. He will aggressively push your case to make sure you are quickly paid every dollar that you deserve. Give Jared Castile a call, 865-244-3933, and talk with him directly. His office is located at 2701 Kingston Pike. So if you've been injured in a car wreck, let Jared Castile and Butler, Vines, and Babb fight for you.
Hey, Annie, you're the spokesperson for Toyota Knoxville, right?
That's right.
Why should I buy from Toyota Knoxville?
Are you looking for new or used vehicles?
Does it matter?
No, because Toyota Knoxville has over 390 new Toyotas on the ground and over 350 pre-owned vehicles available to choose from.
Okay, so big selection.
And a lifetime warranty at no charge on all new and select pre-owned vehicles.
A lifetime warranty.
A non-factory limited lifetime powertrain warranty with unlimited miles. Plus 30 years of experience in Knoxville, not just serving our customers, serving our community.
And the buying experience?
Hello, it's Toyota Knoxville. Read the reviews. Talk to anybody that's been there.
Okay, okay. Where am I going?
Toyota Knoxville is at I-40 and the Lover Road exit. Go to Parkside Drive. You can't miss it.
Can I tell them Annie sent me?
I wish you would. If you're passionate about the car you drive, come meet the people that are passionate about the way they sell at Toyota Knoxville. ToyotaKnoxville.com.
Warranty good at participating dealers.
It's Christmas in July at Better Mattress. Better Mattress has teamed up with Home Depot, and with select purchases, you can get a free Weber grill or choose a free adjustable base or a free headboard footboard while supplies last. Better Mattress has brands you know like Tempur-Pedic and Sealy, plus the brand I love, the Better Mattress brand, handcrafted in East Tennessee. Go to Better Mattress and get a free adjustable base, free headboard footboard, or free Weber grill while supplies last. Six area locations, bedrmattress.com.
Jason Swain here. June is Men's Health Month. Gentlemen, question. Do you know your numbers? You may know your blood pressure and cholesterol, but do you know your testosterone and prostate numbers? I know mine. I went to Low T Center. They made it quick and easy, and you'll know your results in about 20 minutes. And this month, Low T Center is even offering a special $50 testosterone and prostate level test. Gentlemen, don't wait anymore. Call Low T Center today at 865-392-1388 or go to lowtcenter.com.
For a replay of each day's Swain Event TV, like us on Facebook.
This is where my professionalism will be tested here, and my fandom will be tested here, because according to College Football Talk, UCLA grad transfer Denzel Fisher won't play for West Virginia this upcoming season as expected. On Twitter, in early April, Denzel Fisher announced that he will be transferring from UCLA to West Virginia. But according to reports, he will not be academically eligible. And so he will not be playing for West Virginia. The professional side of me says, dang, darn it for this kid. He, you know, wasting a perfect opportunity to play at a good football program that West Virginia have a, you know, opportunity to get a fresh start. Playing on a team that's supposed to be really, really good. He's going to be playing against teams that, because of that offense, he could be in the position to go up against a lot of passes, get a lot of plays, make a lot of plays, get a lot of picks.
Also coming into a secondary that doesn't have near the talent that UCLA, the school he's coming from, had.
Okay.
So he could be a prominent playmaker.
Get some BPUs. That's the thing. When you play corner for a team where the offense is like potent, you're going to get more opportunities to get the ball thrown at you in desperate situations, because the pass rush is going to affect that quarterback, because everyone knows they have to pass to get back in the game. So now the defensive ends can pin their ears back. And as a corner, a pressured quarterback throwing a ball 50 times, oh, yeah, please. I'll take two picks, please, and a side of fries with that all day long. But he won't get that opportunity because of academics. The professional side of me says, darn it, this kid, feel for him. The Tennessee fan of me says, yeah, baby, yes. Yes, 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 yes. Yes, yes, yes. Hooked on phonics, didn't work for him. Thank you, Tennessee. Thank you. We don't have to play against this guy. Tennessee fan reaction, professional reaction. You see the difference there?
It is what it is. West Virginia's defense was going to be bad with this kid. West Virginia's defense without this kid
was going to be a little bit better.
It was going to be a little bit better with this kid.
Yeah.
I mean, without him.
Brings good length, good athleticism out of Compton Centennial in California. Good athlete, good length at 6'1".
Tennessee has an opportunity here. And obviously this, you know, this kid's inability to become eligible is not just going to change the game. Ultimately, he's just one dude on the field. But Tennessee has a chance here. If they can get their business together on offense, if Jerry Garantano can take big steps forward, if Keller Chris can be the dude that people want him to be, if these running backs can step up and take a leap forward, Tennessee should be able to put up serious points in this game.
Have you seen Jarrett lately?
Just at spring practice.
A confident young man.
Jarrett's last.
No, that's why I like photos of Jarrett lately.
Oh, not really, no.
Dude is jacked.
Well, you knew he was going to be putting on some LBs.
Well, not like this. I don't think people knew that he was going to look this jacked.
But it doesn't surprise you after he got tossed around last year.
No, it doesn't surprise you, but you still see the pictures and you're like, whoa.
He welcomes it now.
Yeah, I mean, he looks jacked. I mean, he put out a photo, I want to say yesterday, of himself in the uniform, and the dude looks jacked.
Apply all pressure.
When I think about jacked quarterbacks, I think of like Tim Tebow and Brady Quinn. Because Brady Quinn, you remember, what quarterback did? I think it was Justin Worley. Justin Worley had the floppy, you know, jersey over the side of the shoulder pads. He felt comfortable like that. Oh, no, it was Dorminey. Dorminey had the floppy jersey over the shoulder pads. He felt comfortable like that, okay? Brady Quinn, Tim Tebow, had the tight uniform, kind of like a wide receiver or a running back, because they want to show their guns off. You ever notice someone? They got that's nice guns, but they always super extra about flexing around you. They always like, hey, excuse me, Charlie, let me get that piece of paper over there, and they flexing their biceps. I can't even breathe.
Like Ed Hockley in the
first down.
I mean, they can't even breathe. They squeezing so hard. They let out a little poop. Oh, excuse me, my bad. My bad. Can't even breathe, man. They're trying to,
you know who I bet is
flex
one of those
so hard.
Guys? I bet Teddy Valentine has that type of off the court.
Ted loves
nature.
Ted loves Ted. There's no denying that.
Hey, baby, you want me to get that note over there?
Just knocked out a superset of curls and triceps. Check me out.
Still walking around the entire house on my tippy toes. Got to keep these calves up.
That's right.
Got to make sure he can get that blocking charge hop down. Got to stay strong.
Golly. He's so entertaining. But, yeah, this is good news for Tennessee fans. Bad news for this young man. You know, you got to get your academics. If you don't learn anything else from Last Chance U is – and it's kind of sad when you look at it. I mean, if you don't watch Last Chance U and have, like, several different emotions watching that, then I don't know what's wrong with you.
So I finally watched it last night.
It's very difficult for me.
It's like a whirlwind. Because, you're sitting there, you're like, oh, my gosh. I mean, my mom and my dad told me this stuff at, like, a young age. Or even if I had my mom and dad, at least I had like a grandmother or someone else that prepared me better. Look at some of these circumstances that these guys have to, you know, live with and overcome.
Unreal.
I mean, the high school coach that said that, you know, that he had to drop this player off when he was in high school. He would drop him off at his house, and he had a license to carry. And so he always had his hand on his gun dropping off this player. And he said, well, no wonder this kid can't study and concentrate at home because look at his environment. So, of course, he doesn't make good grades. And it just, I mean, it kind of breaks your heart. I had finished watching the Last Chance U season 3. And I guess on Netflix, it just started rolling over to season 2. Talking about Kavion Patrick and Isaiah Wright and, you know, them being involved in that in the stabbing murder of a young man. And Kavion was released, but the other three guys are being charged. And they felt like they had enough probable cause to take it to trial. Mm-hmm. But they go and they go to Harriman, Tennessee. And they're showing you the background of Kavion Patrick and Isaiah Wright. And it's like, no wonder. Dad was in prison. Mom was away for a couple years in jail. Kavion Patrick had to take care of his little brothers and sisters at the age of 10. It's like, my goodness. I mean, it makes you feel sad.
Absolutely.
Go ahead. You were going to say that you watched.
Well, finally,
yesterday.
I watched about 1.5 episodes. Last night, my first impression, at least in the first episode, is there are plenty of sad situations with the players on this team, or just tough situations. But that coaching staff's a little amateur hour. They're just and in some sense, some parts of it is not their fault. Where it just the infrastructure there is. Horrible.
It's JUCO.
They have nothing. Well, even EMCC, the infrastructure at EMCC, East Mississippi Community College, from the first two seasons, is decent. It's okay. But, like, they don't even have a resource staff. Like, they don't have a Miss Wagner there. Wagner.
They have Brittany Wagner. It's the English teacher. But they don't have like a academic advisor.
Yeah, an actual person that does that. And I mean, you think about the incredible difference between there and a place like Tennessee. Tennessee has an entire building, a huge staff. That's all they do. That's it. The Thornton Center. I mean, that's what they do. And this school doesn't even have one. They didn't have, what they say, they didn't have a locker room. They didn't have, you know, all this stuff. They were having to, day of, they got their uniforms for the very first game. Like, in some sense, it's not necessarily their fault. But that coaching staff is...
I'm not trying to come off as soft or weak or sensitive or anything. I think they're over the top, and I don't think I'm out, you know, side the box in saying that. I think they could have the same success by by tampering it down a little bit. But that's just my opinion.
Oh, you're talking about the
just language alone,
their intensity.
You can be intense, and you can have a young man know that you care about him, want the best for him, without going about it in that manner. And I'm not saying you have to walk about every single practice acting like a priest, not even, you know, cussing at all. That's not what I'm saying. I feel like it is over the top because of the cameras being around there.
Well, and this is your first day this week, and we talked a little bit about this when Ben was here. Mm-hmm. I would not be a big fan of the culture of the communication there at Independence if it was at Tennessee or any other place at D1. But you have to think about this. Those players are in that position that they're in. They're on their last chance because they were communicated with in a normal way, but they didn't listen. And this is how you have to communicate with those guys who are at risk, who are on their last freaking chance.
With some of them, maybe.
I mean, you have to communicate with them like that. It's their last chance. You gotta talk to them so bad to get them to understand, this is it, man. This is your last opportunity to do anything in your life. Like, there's one player that they kept telling it to, did not get his grades right. Found himself getting arrested for like an armed robbery. I mean, it's over now. I mean, you look at the position that Isaiah Wright put himself in, Kameon Patrick. Like, guys, your decisions can cost you your life. And somewhere along the line, they don't respond or listen to someone simply telling them in a normal voice, normal language, come on, guys, do this. It takes MFing them 68 times a sentence for them to get it. And it's kind of like growing up when you're told to do something once and you don't do it. It takes a belt. It takes a switch. It takes being grounded for you to get the point. And the language is that belt. It's that switch. And that's how they communicate with each other. Yes, I would not watch it with my kids. I would encourage you to watch it only by yourself with grown-ups. In some ways, it's disrespectful, but you know that this coach probably cares for his players probably more than any other JUCO coach. I mean, he goes over and beyond.
I'm not trying to speak to that at all. I mean, I just feel like it's my hope, and I could be wrong in this. It's my hope that not all players at that position would fall under that boat. Maybe some, but you can try to take yourself as the coach outside of your comfort zone and try to stretch yourself to reach another personality. Because I feel like a lot of guys, even though they're similar in the ways they got there, they're different personality and they're different in the way they learn things.
There's players on our football team that probably need to be cussed out like that to get them to get them going. There's some players that you don't have to do that with. You know, the Daniel Helms, you don't have to do that with. You know, you're going to run him off. You know, that's not how he responds. You know, Josh Smith went to CAK. That's not how they coach there at CAK. So that probably wouldn't work that way. But for other guys, hey, that they would respond to that type of coaching. To each his own, I guess. 865-200-5503, 850 AM, 100.9 FM. Hour 3, powered by Low T Center, lowtcenter.com.
Hour 3 of the Swain event is brought to you by the Low T Center and lowtcenter.com. Do you know your numbers? Feel like you again. Let us help.
JC's Tree and Landscaping Service specializes in quality tree work done at an affordable price. Trimming and removing trees are their specialty. They also offer other services like land clearing, stump grinding, crane services, and all of your basic landscaping needs for both commercial and residential. JC's will give you a free estimate and beat any written quote by a competitor to guarantee that you get the lowest price around. Don't risk your land with a fly-by-night service. JC's Tree and Landscaping is licensed and insured. Give them a call at 865-599-3799.
We have all made the mistake of dropping or breaking our smartphones. See? But did you know that you can have it repaired for a fraction of the cost that it takes to replace it? Well, you can, because iDrop is the area's leading mobile repair store, home of the 1 hour or less phone repair, 1 year parts warranty, and number one customer service. Broken screens, cracked cameras, charging ports, batteries. You break it, we'll fix it. If you didn't break your phone, protect it with one of our leading accessories such as LifeProof, OtterBox, UAG, Incipico, Caseology, and Spec. Visit our West Hills location at 7115 Kingston Pike between Office Depot and Hardee's. Or call 865-888-9740 and speak with our trained technicians to see how we can get your phone working today.
Nobody likes surprises, so switch to Erie Rate Lock. Get a great rate that stays that way, even after an accident, ticket, or inflation. In fact, it's locked until you change a car, driver, or your address.
Your Erie agent in Knoxville is InsureFit RM. Get a quote at 865-684-4900. That's 865-684-4900.
Erie Rate Lock does not guarantee continued insurance coverage and is not available in all states.
You're driving home, flashing blue lights in your rearview mirror. You pull over, step out of your car, and the next thing you know, you're being arrested for driving under the influence. Now, what do you do? We all should be responsible. But remember, just because you're arrested doesn't mean you're guilty. Call criminal defense and DUI attorney Marcos Garza at 865-540-8300. The investigative teams at the Garza Law Firm know the justice system inside and out. They utilize cutting-edge technologies and investigative methods to prepare your specific case. Before you plead guilty to any criminal charges, call criminal defense and DUI attorney Marcos Garza. Put his number in your phone right now, 865-540-8300, because you never know when you or a friend will need it. Don't say guilty. Say Garza. 865-540-8300. 865-540-8300 and GarzaLaw.com.
At work? Can't call in? Don't feel bad. You can talk to the guys on the text box. It's part of the free Swain Event app.
B-Dry Waterproofing Hotline, Hour 3 here on the Swain Event is powered by Low T Center and LowTCenter.com. You know, talking a little bit about the JUCO lifestyle and the difference between JUCO and college like a Tennessee that gives you so many resources to be successful. So many resources. Charlie, you mentioned Thornton Center. That's just for academics. You know, we hired one of the nutritionists down there at Alabama to come and run, you know, that part of the weight and conditioning program at Tennessee, and I heard she's been phenomenal. But you have someone that's just hired just for your nutrition.
Well, there's a kid in the first episode. It's the kid that played Texas Tech. Thompson, I think is his last name.
Carlos, the receiver?
Yeah, Carlos Thompson. And he says, he's talking to one of the other kids, and he says, you know, oh, man, I played D1. And everything that you have to worry about at this level, speaking of JUCO, everything you have to worry about at this level, you don't have to worry about when you play at a big school like that. And that's absolutely true. The resources, the facilities, the staff, you know, everything about it is just 50 times better, just in every way.
But you don't understand it. You don't understand it until you lose it. And
exactly.
Sometimes, you know, you don't understand it until you actually go from JUCO to Tennessee. I remember John Poe, who was at Hutchinson, when he came out in Kansas. I want to say it was Hutchinson. Maybe it was another school in Kansas. But him and D. Brooks made their visit to Tennessee at the same time. It's the first time they ever got on the plane, which was a private plane. So they get here, and John Poe is like, oh, my gosh. Like, he was Coffeyville. That's right.
There you go.
Poe was always appreciative. Like, he never took what he had at Tennessee for granted because he was at Coffeyville. I mean, he was in the middle of nowhere. And you look at Alvin Kamara, who was, you know, he was at Hutchinson. But, I mean, these guys are riding buses. And, man, you got to order your own pizza if you want to eat. And the food in Last Chance U, I mean, the kids were complaining about how nasty the food was. And, yeah, some guys didn't eat because the food was so nasty. I mean, that is the lifestyle there at JUCO. Then you come to a place like Tennessee, and then you have, like, a personal chef that will make you an omelet. I eat omelet in the morning.
Yeah.
Whatever you want, they will make you an omelet. You got steak and you got shrimp and you got all these luxuries that some guys kind of take for granted until you graduate. You got to do your own laundry and come up with your own food, make your own, you know, recipes and do your own grocery shopping. You are kind of spoiled during that time in Tennessee. But and I like the JUCO guys that come in who are like, you know what, I can't squander this opportunity. And I hope Emmett Gooden has that mentality because they went back to where he's from and they kind of show, you know, his upbringing and stuff like that. And you root for a young man like that because coming out, remember, he was committed to Tennessee as an underclassman. And then he has academic issues and then he had to go to JUCO. Then he committed to Arkansas and now here he is. So there's always been some type of link to Emmett Gooden. But I just really hope that he comes in and he sees this as an opportunity to change his family dynamic 20, 30, 50 years later. It could be because Grandpa Emmett Gooden went to Tennessee and it opened up doors. And, you know, Emmett's kids could have opportunities because of the sacrifice and the focus and the drive that Emmett.
Change his family tree.
Absolutely, man. Absolutely. 865-255-03. Let me change gears, man, before I get emotional talking about that stuff, man. So it's not the end of list season just yet. Athlon Sports probably
they're
the best at, you know, creating and generating lists as it relates to college football. And I think this is pretty interesting. You know, they compiled quotes from opposing team coaches and you know, staff members about Tennessee. So what were some of the things said about Tennessee?
So these are just, yeah, anonymous quotes from coaches around the SEC about the Vols. One about Jerick Garantano says, there's some really good quarterbacks in the league and not too many were more highly ranked than Garantano. But he sure didn't play very well last year when he got a chance. He holds on to the ball too long, takes unnecessary hits, and he has to step his game up. People thought he would beat Josh Dobbs, but Dobbs is a better thrower than people thought, and he made great plays with his feet. Garantano, I don't think, is a dual threat. He has a good live arm, but he's not a dynamic spread offense runner, which, considering what it looks like Pruitt and Co. will be running, he'll fit better into this offense. To be fair, I don't know that he's surrounded by a lot of weapons on the perimeter either.
Right. Pause.
So that's one quote.
Does that sound like an educated take from an SEC coach? Just question.
Yeah, on the outside looking in, I think it sounds like a fair take. You know,
from the outside looking in, I don't feel like an SEC coach is, regardless if he's in the West or the East, whether he's coaching for Vanderbilt or for LSU, I feel like he's still going to be more knowledgeable than the Tennessee situation than that.
What part of it you did not?
He starts by discussing Garantano's play by saying he didn't play very well last year when he got a chance. He held onto the ball too long and takes unnecessary hits. There's no mention of a, you know, suspect offensive line or anything that led to those factors, the games that Garantano did play. I just think it's not necessarily a fair take sharing the entire picture, the whole story. And then comparing his throwing ability to Dobbs. Dobbs really took a stride in that third and fourth season. We're about to see, you know, what, games, assuming that Garantano does get the starting jobs, his sixth game starting, seventh and eighth to start the season. Give the guy a little bit of time to hone that in. He didn't have a receiving core that was nearly as healthy as what Dobbs had working. So I just feel like the consistency will grow. It's not sharing the entire story.
I agree with the general sentiment, though. He is not a straight-up dual-threat spread offense quarterback.
And I didn't pick that.
Yeah.
But the first two comments I feel like could have been explained a little bit better.
Go back and read that again, Charlie. What that coach said about Tennessee again.
There's some really good quarterbacks in the league. Not many were more highly ranked than Jarek Garantano, but he sure didn't play well last year when he got a chance. He holds onto the ball too long, takes some unnecessary hits. He has to step his game up. People thought he would step in and be Josh Dobbs, but Dobbs is a better thrower than people thought, and he made great plays with his feet. Garantano, I don't think, is a dual threat. He has a good live arm. But he's not a dynamic spread offense runner. To be fair, I don't know that he is surrounded by a lot of weapons on the perimeter either.
I think it's pretty fair. I mean, from his point of view, I think there are plays that when he had time, he probably held on to the ball way too much. And when he had guys open, held onto the ball too much. And that, let me explain. When you're a quarterback, sometimes you start seeing ghosts. When you're so used to running for your life.
Or feeling them.
Yeah, when you're so used to running for your life and you're used to, you know, getting pressure in your face, that one time where the pocket is clean, you're like, I got to hurry up and get rid of it. Or I got to hold on to it because my receiver's not getting open. That's why you have to, God, I'm going to say this. Oh, boy. That's why after every play, you have to snap and clear. I know. Each play, you have to do that because each play is its own. You can't let one play that happened before, good or bad, affect you the next play. So if you had pressure in your face and you're being carried out of the pocket or your receiver's not getting open on the previous play, you can't let that impact you in your reads and your responsibility on the current play. So you're holding on to the ball because you don't think the receiver gets open, but boom, there's one open, and you're not ready to throw the football because you're just expecting him not to be open. Did Garantano have the best blocking? No. Did he have the best receivers create separation? No. But I'm pretty sure during all his throws, if they charted all his throws, they can find some throws where Garantano did hold on to the ball too much. And maybe it is because of other plays where it was not his fault that he held onto the ball too much, if that makes sense. I think it's a pretty fair take from a coach looking at Tennessee from the league. I think it's fair.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it's fair. Jared was supposed to come in and be the guy. He was. Remember, they did the Peyton Manning edit for him. They don't do that for just everybody now. Hour three, stay with us.
Hour three of the Swain event is brought to you by the Low T Center and LowTCenter.com. Do you know your numbers? Feel like you again. Let us help.
There is an 80% chance of rain today, mostly cloudy with a high of 82 and a low of 67. Showers likely tomorrow, cloudy with a high of 80 and a low around 66. Thursday, the rain sticks around with a 60% chance and a high near 80. Weather on the Swain event is brought to you by B-Dry. If your basement is wet or cracked, B-Dry can help. B-Dry.com.
Do you have cracks in your foundation? A wet basement or a nasty, leaky crawl space? Our listeners have heard about them on the Swain event for over a year, and now it's time to make the call. Give B-Dry Waterproofing and Foundation Repair the opportunity to fix your home's problem. Since 1958, that's right, nearly 60 years, B-Dry has been solving basement, crawl space, and foundation problems throughout the country. B-Dry only uses high-quality materials from reputable manufacturers. They back their installations with some of the best warranties in the industry to provide homeowners with added peace of mind. They are truly an A-plus company. Whenever you start experiencing a wet basement, leaky crawl space, or a cracked foundation, remember these three words. Better call B-Dry. Reach out to B-Dry today. today at 865-662-5238 to schedule your free appointment. That's 865-662-5238. Remember, better call B-Dry.
Craving homemade flavors that don't take hours in the kitchen? Mrs. Grissom's cheese spreads and chicken salads are the perfect go-to. Ready-to-eat meals and snacks found in the meat or dairy section at the grocery store, with flavors of home in every bite. Whether you crave the classic Mrs. Grissom's pimento cheese or the gold gluten-free select cranberry pecan chicken salad, enjoy the sweet taste of a home-cooked meal in every container. Select the best. Select Mrs. Grissom's.
Top 100 Barbecue restaurant Dead End Barbecue has a new slew of daily specials. Enjoy a different special meal every day, like the Chipotle Chicken Salad, the Chicken Tender Sandwich, or the Kitchen Sink Burrito filled with brisket, pulled pork, and chicken, not to mention queso, jalapenos, and more. It's called the Kitchen Sink for a reason. Dead End isn't stopping at your plate, though. Be sure to check out their new summer drink offerings, including the Big Orange Crush, My Clementine, or the Tequila Squirt. There is always something new at Dead End Barbecue. Located off of Sutherland Avenue, Dead End Barbecue. The summer flavor search is over.
If you've ever had surgery, you may have experienced sticker shock when you received all of your bills. There's one for the surgeon, one for the facilities, one for anesthesia. The list goes on, and it can be totally overwhelming. Thankfully, Premier Surgical Associates offers a different way. Premier offers packages for laparoscopic gallbladder and select hernia procedures performed at the Premier Surgery Center on Paper Mill Drive. It's one price, one bill, and you know the total cost up front. It's exceptional care at an affordable price. Visit Premier Surgery Package. Right now to find out more about all of the excellent services that they offer. Premier Surgical Associates, expertise you can trust.
VFL's Jason Swain and Todd Kelly here with our Men on Football and Smoothie segment. Let's discuss some of our favorite smoothies and how they impact our lives. TK, man, tell me which smoothie comes to mind when you think about playing defense.
Swaino, the Peanut Butter Power Plus and the Power Punch Plus provide the energy needed to make plays every time they take the field. Then you have the Gladiator and the Hulk, nutrition every dominant player has to have. Bottom line, everyone wants to be a dominant player. Now, Swain, you tell me about the offensive side of the ball.
TK, it's simple. You always score with Smoothie King. The shredder personifies what we are going to do to opposing defenses. The berry punch and activator will light up the scoreboard. And in case we need to go into overtime, the pure recharge will put us over the top for the win.
Swaino, you know I love football and Smoothie King. I'm a VFL, a Smoothie King for life. The chocolate gladiator and the chocolate shredder with the scoop of peanut butter, oh, that's my go-to smoothie. They get a chest bump all day.
Yes, sir. This concludes our Men on Football and Smoothie King segment for today. Don't forget the Sip by Sip program. Use Smoothie King as a meal replacement 5 or more times a week, and you'll feel and see the difference. Smoothie King, the healthy alternative to fast food. Delicious and nutritious.
TK, don't forget the peanut butter. Yeah, boy.
With the hot weather and humidity comes mosquitoes and other pests. Let Southeast Termite and Pest Control take care of their problem for you. They offer one-time or package treatments that control biting adults as well as larvae. Southeast Termite and Pest Control has been in business since 1971 and is local and family-owned. They offer free estimates and quotes with no obligations. So don't get bit anymore. Go with the pest control company you can trust. Call Southeast Termite and Pest Control at 865-925-3700 or find them online at southeasttermite.com.
There's this narrative that Tennessee did not have a quarterback coach last couple years. And, you know, as much as I don't mind the shade being thrown at the previous head coach, I'm sorry. It's just that's not a narrative that I 100% agree with because
Chico,
we were talking about Jerome Guantanamo. And some of the comments made by, you know, other coaches in the league, anonymous quotes about, you know, his development and what we are expecting out of him. And I thought his comments were pretty fair. Of course, he didn't add a ton of context to why he felt the way he felt. But, I mean, he's asked to give his opinion. He gave his opinion. But there's also reasons why Jared held on to the ball too much. That's not his fault. Some of it is his fault. But the culture was so jacked up from outside football, inside football, that it's fair. Like, it's fair to question really everything. But this notion that Tennessee didn't have a quarterback coach for the entire time Butch was here, I just can't get along with. Now, as far as Mike Canales, I'm not speaking to Mike Canales. Mike Canales probably might be trash. I don't know. But I'm not speaking entirely about him.
His quarterbacks weren't good. We know that much. So,
if you want to talk about just 1 year, you know, that's fine. That's fair. I'm talking about this perception that when Nick Sheridan was working with the quarterbacks, that he was not good. Because Nick Sheridan is a good quarterback's coach. He played quarterback at Michigan. His dad is a longtime college coach. He's been around it all of his life. He was a quarterback coach before he came to Tennessee and was a quality control guy or whatever, offensive analyst. And Mike DeBoer was able to go and work with the offensive line because he trusted Nick Sheridan. And our quarterbacks committed to Tennessee knowing that Nick Sheridan was going to be working with the quarterbacks too, so they had to feel good about Nick Sheridan in some way. Nick Sheridan is also the quarterback coach at Indiana, so he went with Mike DeBoer. So I want to at least defend Nick Sheridan. I really can't defend Chico. I can't defend Mike Canales, because when he was hired, we went back and looked at the time he coached Phillip Rivers at NC State.
He got worse.
And Phillip Rivers got worse.
By a lot, but he did take a step back.
He took a step back. And so when you have a guy like that, a Phillip Rivers at NC State, early in your career, and there's a big gap on your resume of, okay, NC State program, Phillip Rivers, and then Tennessee, and there's a big gap of North Texas and some other small schools where you have not been given the opportunity to coach at a big-time level, that was alarming. And we mentioned that. I was like, I don't know about this, but we'll see. We know this is Butch's boy. This is why we barely beat North Texas that year, because he was trying to get Canales the job because he was an interim. But we'll see. And, you know, I watched Canales, and you know, it was high energy, and it looked like the quarterbacks respected him, but the culture was so jacked up. I mean, the environment just wasn't conducive to improvement at the quarterback position. I mean, you just wasn't doing 7-on-7 during the summer, not one-on-ones. I mean, so it doesn't matter what kind of quarterback coach you have. If you're not able to practice and carry out valuable reps during the summer, you're going to struggle. You're going to look worse than the opposing quarterbacks that you face because you're not putting in the same type of work. So I want to defend Nick Sheridan a little bit. I'm not defending Mike Canales. Sorry, I can't defend.
How are you supposed to?
I can't.
The only way that you would is because you know how much of a hand and how much of, you know, an opinion that Butch Jones had in that room.
Sure,
he had a say, and I mean, you could say that Canales probably could have maybe tried to prevent that, but you're there for a couple of months and you don't want to overstep your bounds. This is the highest job. You know, you're in the SEC, first time in the SEC, being Mike Canales last year. So
Butch was absolutely a meddler.
He meddled a lot. That's a perfect word for it.
So people are still wondering about J.J. Peterson. And let me remind folks that Tennessee put him on the roster, put him in the media guide. They can always make that change any day they want to. But he is there. And they do feel confident that he's gonna be here. First day of practice is Friday, but the game is not for another month. So you play, you know, September. You don't want him to miss reps, but you'd rather have him late than never. Although never late is better. think I heard Drake say that on a lyric or two. I think Ben would be very proud of me for being able to lay down a Drake lyric. But JJ is expected to be here. When? It may be during practice. Like, he may show up like Antonio Brown in a helicopter. He may. He may do it. Seriously. He may just show up during practice. But they put him on the roster because they feel confident that he's going to be here.
The report saying Thursday, touchdown, turnover. He's in the fold by noon Thursday.
I'll say touchdown. I mean, he's supposed to be here.
All right.
He's supposed to be here. So I'll say touchdown. I mean, anything can happen, but.
If they're confident enough to put his name on the website, I just
feel like whether it's supposed to happen or not, they're going to make it happen.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and I know about Rush Probst saying that he's supposed to be here Thursday, but Rush, Rush is a character, man. And he might be here Thursday. Thursday, like 11:59 p.m. That would be considered Thursday, I guess, technically, but I think he'll be here. I just don't think that Rush and Pruitt will allow J.J. Peterson not to get here. So they'll try to exhaust all resources and to make sure that he's here. Getting him to retake some tests, go do it, get him some extra tutoring, whatever. But you got to have J.J. Peterson in the fold. And he already has his ACT score. So that's really the hard part of – I guess for some guys being eligible from high school to college, just getting that standardized testing number down, because that for some people is tough. I know it was for me.
Assuming the GPA is already good to go, yes.
Yeah, well,
ACT is a big hurdle.
Yeah, probably because he's had to take some classes over and redo some papers and stuff like that. Probably his core GPA is not where it needs to be. If he has his ACT score already. And there's no way you can just take those whenever you want to. You can't just get online and take an ACT test when you want to. You have to do it at the designated time, designated place. Because that score is already done, I'm assuming that the core GPA needs to be tinkered with a little bit. So that means him doing some papers, doing some classwork over to improve that grade. So that way you have that sliding scale, with the ACT and the GPA all working together. So let's see. D.R. Vall says, may have already touched on this. How ironic is it that we drink the Kool-Aid of the party and workouts with Butch and other fan bases rightfully make fun of us? Now Florida fans defend it. Yeah, I mean, it's funny. It's absolutely funny. So
beautiful irony.
You know, keep it up, PR guy. You deserve a raise and an extension. You're doing a great job. Just keep putting out these great videos. It's making my day. Swain Event, fueled by Dead End Barbecue, for Brad Matthews and Charlie Burris. I'm Jason Swain. And the Swain Event, live from the Low T Center Studio. Hope you have a great Tuesday. Peace and love.